Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today. Here I come to save the day.
Figgy on top of it.
Let's go to Justice. Loophole Justice before we play the hits. Justice, you're on In the Loop. Go ahead.
Hey, I'm actually defending you there,
Thank you,
Landry. Let me tell you why. That moment that breaking news came out, both of you guys were actually kind of worried of what was going to happen to the whole running back situation.
Well,
y'all
sure.
Guys were a little worried. So all of a sudden, this breaking news comes out, and I'm pretty sure all us Texans fans were kind of like, whoa, that's kind of like a reliever. That kind of saved the day there, that moment, because we were still kind of worried of what was going to happen. And then yesterday, how many of us were, like, kind of freaking out when Heath got hurt? What was our first thought? My first thing was, whoo, we got, what's his name?
Duke Johnson. I can't think of his name. Duke Johnson, baby.
Yeah, Duke Johnson. And I'm like, that was my first thought. I'm like, thank God we have him. He could probably save the day. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know why people are freaking out that you said.
There you go, Justice.
Shout out to Mighty Mouse.
You know, I'm doubling down. Duke Johnson is saving the day.
Okay. Well, you just hold on. You can't do that.
You went on a whole 27
save the day.
Now,
rant.
Justice almost had me convinced.
That was Landry Locker's playoffs.
Dump that last 10. I take that back.
Yeah.
But save the day. Come on, man. It's got to be extreme. But Justice believes so, and we support all opinions here on In the Loop. 713-572-4610. So overreaction Friday. Texans fall to the Packers 26-24. I got to tell you, man, I don't know if Bill O'Brien's planning on having any more kids, but if he does, I think he's going to name his next kid Joe.
Joe's really what we're looking for in a Houston Texan. You know, he's a smart, tough, dependable guy. But, I mean, we wouldn't have been in the game without Joe Webb. He competed all the way through, and he's a great guy.
Baby, you're my greatest love.
He loves him some Joe Webb. Loves him.
Go Texans.
Man, I tell you, I like me some Joe Webb, too.
I like Joe Webb. I didn't know he was going to make the team until then.
You think he's going to make the squad now?
Yeah.
I don't.
You don't say that. I mean, unless you just...
Or you could just be saying it but so that when you cut him, you let him know how good you feel about him, you know?
Yeah, but he gives compliments to players and then cuts them. He doesn't say, that's exactly what we want in a Texan, and then cut him. I mean, he just basically said, you want to know what a Texan looks like? Joe Webb. You want to look up Houston Texans in the dictionary? Joe Webb. He ain't going to cut him. And I've been on that, I don't know he's going to make the roster kick since before the camp even began. But he's not going to cut Joe Webb.
You have to have versatility. Like,
thank you.
I'm willing
to bet the other side now.
I think he might.
I was willing to bet that he was going to get cut, and now you're turning on that. I don't know where they're going to find a roster spot for him, but I just feel like now they're going to find a roster spot for him.
What about these tight ends, man? We'll get into those in just a second. Yeah. But the tight ends, my gosh, they got five good ones.
Mm-hmm.
Five.
Five,
not
good
three,
ones.
Four. They got five. My goodness. Mm-hmm. Hot take Stacy's trying to call back in. She's pissed off.
We
don't usually go two phone calls at once, but I think hot take Stacy wants to take me to task. I'll let the loopholes decide. The first
yes
10
or no.
Votes, the first 10 votes, I'll leave up to you. 713-572-4610. Should I let hot take Stacy back on to defend herself? Figgy, put her on hold. Put her on hold. Don't let her call in and cuss you out while you're doing your job.
We need votes.
That's not how this works. This is not the complaint hotline. When you call in here, you call in to get on the air. Bill O'Brien talking about the injuries to Greg Mantz and Kiki Coutee. Both were carted off the field. This is what Bill O'Brien had to say about those injuries.
We'll look at it. We'll look at all the guys that, you know, it's just, that's the way it is. You know, you play a game and, you know, certain guys got banged up tonight, but that's all right. I don't think anything serious. We'll look at it when we get back, and we'll know more about it when we get back there.
We got 10 votes, 9 no's on Hot Take Stacy.
That's so much for Stacy's call.
Yeah, sorry. Can't let her on. it is a democracy here on In the Loop, so the loopholes did not want Hot Take Stacy on, so I apologize for that. It's Bill O'Brien talking about the injuries. Nothing serious. I don't know what that means. I mean, does that mean it wasn't season ending? Does that mean that they're going to be back on the practice field this weekend? Does that mean they're going to be ready for the regular season? You know, nothing serious. That's what I heard about Kiki Kuti in his hamstring last year.
Yep.
And it lingered to the point where he missed 10 games. So I don't know what nothing serious means. I guess it means that we'll at least see him at some other point this year. But take that with a grain of salt, and we'll keep you posted. BOB is going to meet with the media tomorrow, so we'll probably have a better idea. Duke Johnson trade yesterday, not 100% official because he hasn't taken the physical. He's going to pass that physical. He'll be on the practice field likely tomorrow in Houston. This is Bill O'Brien, the GM, talking about the Duke Johnson trade, kind of.
Paperwork has to be signed. Physicals have to be passed. So I'll talk more about that when any trend. I mean, there's 50 transactions on the table. You know what I mean? So we'll talk about them when they're finalized, if they are finalized. So that would be one of them that, you know, maybe not. You know, it just depends on how it all goes with the paperwork
maybe,
and the whole deal.
Maybe
so
not.
We'll see when we get back, and we'll go from there.
Maybe not.
Man, Hot Take Stacy got dominated on the poll, man.
She did.
I mean, my gosh.
I mean, we're not anti-Hot Take Stacy.
No, I love Hot Take Stacy. Yeah. I just didn't know that so many people were against the vote.
Hell no.
97%, it looks like. We've gotten one. Let me do the
data. It's a bunch. A couple dozen at least already.
Yeah. Yeah, they're saying
I got
no.
One yes.
You got one yes?
One yes from Justice. Yeah,
well, now she's saying she's got to go to work, so I guess she don't want no smoke because she knows that she was out of line there. This is Bill O'Brien talking about the tight ends. We know that they're going to keep three. There's been talk about Darren Fells. He had a big catch yesterday, moved the chains early in the game.
Mm-hmm.
You also saw number 89, your guy, the former Giant, Jarrell Adams, doing his thing. So there's got five tight ends that look like they're going to belong in the NFL. Will the Texans keep four? Who knows? This is Bill O'Brien on what he saw from his tight ends yesterday in preseason game number one.
I think the tight ends did some decent things. You know, I thought Fells and Akins and Jarrell all contributed, you know, to the offense and helped us move the ball.
How about Fells with the early catch? That's his allegedly his weak spot. And I've as much as I think he's a lock to make this team and probably be a starter, I've been somewhat critical of just his pass route running. But he opened the game with after that, it went all downhill, but he opened the game with a nice catch. Akins and Fells are going to be your starters, I think.
You know what I've learned about you?
What's that?
You're very critical of tight ends route running.
I am.
You're like a food snob, and you're a tight end route running snob. You've said this about Jordan Thomas, and you've said this about Fells now. You are very critical of tight end route running.
Because it takes a special talent to be able to do both. That's a great position. That's a tough position. It's hard. It's hard to be a great in the NFL at the NFL level. I'm not talking about middle
school. Nobody's talking about
that. At the NFL level, to be a well-rounded tight end. Got a problem with that?
No, it's just an observation. We spend a lot of time together, John. Mm-hmm. I learn a lot of stuff about you, and
we all have
you
our
are
strengths.
A tight end route running snob.
I'm gonna be watching those tight ends, man.
You are a snob when it comes to this.
How about Glaspia? We got a couple of texts asking us to talk about that.
He looks good. He looks like a guy who's gonna make this team on special teams. If he becomes a special teams badass, this could be a guy that hangs around for a long time, because we saw Peters for a long time when he was with the Texans. He was hanging around. He really wasn't a contributor. If Glaspia can provide you with that fullback, he can provide you with special teams. I mean, he's going to make this team, and he can be around for a while.
Had a catch out of the backfield.
He's doing his thing.
Yeah.
You know, I was also looking at this. It looks like they're going to run a lot of 12 personnel this year. You know, and those of you that don't know, that's one back, two tight. It looks like they're going to run a lot of 12. We didn't really see as much 21, which would be where Glaspia would most likely be in the backfield. But I think we're going to see a lot of 12 personnel with the two tight ends in to help the offensive line. And you'll see the single back with Lamar Miller, Duke Johnson, or whatever. But it's something to keep an eye on to say the least, because the Patriots have been running a lot of 21.
Yeah.
Two backs, one tight. And I don't know if they're going to continue that. But there's talks that the Patriots actually might be more of a running team. I don't know why the hell I'm bringing this up. I'm just going off on a tangent. So, whatever. I'm sorry. Yesterday's
maybe
preseason games.
Maybe you were trying
to save the day. Maybe. I don't know. Good Lord. Texans, they fall to the Green Bay Packers 28-26. There were 10 other games in the NFL and some interesting developments, to say the very least. You had the Indianapolis Colts. They fell to the Buffalo Bills 16-24. Andrew Luck did not play. Deontay Foreman, we thought he might get some carries. He didn't play either. So Deontay Foreman trying to make that squad, didn't get any action early. You got to anticipate that he'll get a chance in week two. But there's a possibility that Deontay Foreman doesn't make that squad, and he's basically just chasing his tail trying to survive in the league. So that's something to keep an eye on.
It is. They brought in another running back too. So they're just trying to find that depth right now. But I think they're going to give Foreman every chance. I really do. I mean, carrying the ball is not an issue with him, and it never has been. It's all the other stuff.
Especially behind that offensive line. Yeah. Ed Oliver, by the way, another good debut for a rookie. Ed Oliver looks like he's going to be a big part of that Buffalo defense. The Jets at Giants. The Jets win 31-21. Le'Veon Bell did not play. Sam Darnold, he looked really good on the first drive. He found former Redskin Jamison Crowder for a touchdown. Daniel Jones, the rookie out of Duke, he was 5-5 with a touchdown. You got to think, eventually, you've got to bench Eli Manning. I mean, Eli Manning hasn't been good for a long, long. I mean, he's four games over 500 for his career. He had those two flukish Super Bowl runs. He's been hanging around a little bit too long. If Daniel Jones continues to look good in the preseason, I mean, you got to think the coach eventually is going to have the coconuts to bench Eli Manning,
I
right?
said earlier that I think there's going to be, by week two, if they struggle, a quarterback controversy in Tennessee. There's already a quarterback controversy in New York. And if you don't think the New York media is going to be all
they're all
that.
Over that.
And here's the other thing. Daniel Jones looks the part. You know, it's not like, oh, hey, he completed a couple of passes. No, he looks controlled, the proverbial field general, kind of unrattled. I was watching the highlights this morning when I was on the treadmill of all these games, and I'm like, that dude looks like he belongs where he is. And so I think by midseason, Eli won't be the quarterback.
Yeah, sometimes you just got to take it with a grain of salt in preseason because they're not really scheming as much. But, I mean, you really can't do much better than 5-5 in a touchdown. So that's something to keep an eye on. Redskins, Browns. Browns look good on their first drive. Baker Mayfield, 5-6 with a touchdown. The Browns win 30-10. Dwayne Haskins, the third-string quarterback right now for the Redskins out of Ohio State. First-round draft pick, 8-14 with two interceptions. So not the best start to his professional career like Daniel Jones. But the Browns, John Lopez came in here. He was barking. He was eating Pedigree dog food. He was drinking Natty Light or Bud Ice or whatever the hell they drink out there in Cleveland.
What is the preferred beer in Cleveland? I don't remember.
I think a lot of people like Great Lakes.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Great Lakes. That's a good brewery, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you know what else Cleveland has? Best ice cream on the planet. Mitchell's ice cream is off the chain.
Really? Really?
They make it in the back.
As much as I've been there, it's always been in the winter, so I've never eaten ice cream.
I would eat it in the winter. They're making it in the back, like in a factory. They're literally making the ice cream, so it's clear.
And it comes right out.
Well, yeah, they already have it like out in the thing, but that, like when you go get the ice cream, like when they're scooping it, there's like a clear window, and you can see the ice cream factory and then making the ice cream.
Oh, man.
It's off the chain, dude. Mitchell's ice cream, if you're ever in Cleveland, is the best ice cream in the world.
And what I came in, the first words out of my mouth when I saw Figgy over in our cubicle. After I did that, had I done that, I said the Browns were legit. I mean, you always hesitate to say that because they're the Browns, you know, and the big narrative right now nationally is, hey, let's wait and see on the Browns.
They got a quarterback now.
I don't need to wait and see anymore. Yeah, I don't know how many games they're going to win, but they're legit.
Yeah, they got a quarterback now, so I think so.
And they did all that without OBJ and Jarvis Landry even playing. Well, they look good.
Whatever. Patriots top the Lions 31-3. Jarrett Stidham, the future son-in-law of Tad Brown, former Auburn Tiger, former Baylor Bear, 14 of 24 with a touchdown and 179 yards. He's supposedly looking pretty good in practice with Tom Brady. You know Brian Hoyer's going to bring it in preseason. Two touchdowns for the former Houston Texan legend. Falcons at Dolphins. Miami wins 34-27. Josh Rosen, 13 for 20 with an interception and 191 yards. Feel sorry for him. He just goes from bad team to bad team. Titans at Eagles. This is something of interest here in the AFC South because the Titans won 27-10. Ryan Tannehill, 12 of 16, 130 yards and a touchdown. Marcus Mariota, big year for him. It is year five. They need to decide whether or not they're going to make the commitment to the former number two overall pick. So Ryan Tannehill, they brought him in. A lot of people think this could be a competition. If it is, Ryan Tannehill did very nice for himself.
He did. He certainly looked the part as well. And he's a good NFL quarterback. He's kind of, boy, this is going to sound like an insult from my Aggie brethren there, but I don't mean it as an insult. He's kind of like a poor man's Nick Foles in terms of the Titans. You know, if Mariota fails and does not progress and, you know, maybe even looks bad, they're going to bring in Tannehill and feel pretty good that there's not going to be, you know, he's not going to be awful. Is that a compliment? He's, you know, he could be good. He could, with the pieces around him, they could even win a lot of games. But he's not going to be awful. And that sometimes is a win for an NFL team that has other talent.
By the way, I appreciate the loopholes for keeping me on my toes. I keep saying the wrong score of the Texans game. It was actually 28-26. I got it listed right above the Colts Bills, and let's be honest, we don't really care who won lost. So I keep saying 26-24. I'm really sorry. I don't want to ruin y'all's day, and I appreciate y'all for taking the time letting me know that. I really do. 28-26 was the score yesterday for all the people. So thank you so much for that.
I mean,
correction.
It doesn't matter.
It's a life changer, but thank you so much. 28-26 Green Bay last night. Thank you so much. Jacksonville versus Baltimore. Baltimore won 29-0. Jacksonville set out 32 players. Lamar Jackson, 4 for 6 with a touchdown. Carolina, Chicago. Carolina wins 23-13. Will Greer, remember him from West Virginia? Mm-hmm. Dana Holgerson's quarterback before he came to U of H. 9 of 16, 77 yards, touchdown, and an interception. Elijah Holyfield, Georgia running back. Yeah, I think he's Vander Holyfield's 93rd kid. He had 9 carries for 26 yards and a touchdown. Kyler Murray made his debut yesterday. Cardinals won 17-13. Murray, 6 of 7 for 44 yards. Chargers had 4 penalties on one play at one point. That went viral. Broncos, Seahawks, 22-14. Geno Smith gets the start. No Russell Wilson. Tonight, you're going to have Tampa Bay at Pittsburgh and Minnesota at New Orleans. Teddy Bridgewater gets a crack at his former Vikings team. Other NFL news, Cowboys defensive end Robert Quinn. He broke his wrist early in camp. He's also got a 2-game PED suspension. He had a whole plea and a whole explanation of why he failed the PED test. Just going to be honest, I really don't care. I didn't really look that much into it. They all deny it. It doesn't matter. Like, if he gets off, he gets off. But I've just heard so many stories when these guys get popped for PEDs. It doesn't bother me, but it's just whatever.
Yeah. I mean, nobody really cares when it comes to the NFL. That's what separates it from the other sports.
Did Tom Brady make the worst social media post ever yesterday? I want to ask the OG John Lopez this.
Yeah, I shared it with you, and I kind of corrected myself later because I said, the ego on this guy, and I was only half kidding because basically the video was this. It was Tom Brady sort of celebrating his 20th season. So it was a video of Tom Brady throwing to him. It was all spliced together, obviously. Throwing to himself, then throwing to himself again, and then so on and so on and so on. Constantly throwing to himself on an open field 20 times, you know, kind of signifying that. And I told Landry, like, the ego on this guy to put that video together. But then again,
annoying. Then, did you watch all 20?
No, I clicked off. And that's why I said that. But then later I realized, all right, if Tom Brady can't have an ego, who can?
Very true.
You know, I'm very like, true. If anybody's going to have an ego and do that and should get away with it without criticism,
cockiness.
It should be him.
Appropriate cockiness can be
I take it back.
Can be accepted. Lions wide receiver Jermaine Kearse, he was carted off the field yesterday, suffered a broken leg, and had ankle injuries. Looks like he probably won't play this season. Supposed to be a bounce back year for the former Seahawk. Looks like that's not going to happen. The under yesterday, John Lopez said take the under in all the games. It went 4-6-1.
I'm still feeling pretty good.
We made 11 bets, so I'm $2 up on the OG John Lopez. And Nate Sudfeld, the backup quarterback for the Philadelphia Eagles with the departure of Nick Foles, he broke his non-throwing wrist. He's going to have surgery Friday. He will probably be ready for the start of the season, but a scary moment for the Philadelphia Eagles. They'll probably have to bring another quarterback in. Astros in Baltimore tonight. Wade Miley taking his 10-4 record on the mound. The Stros still one game back for the best record in all of baseball. So keep an eye on that. I fully expect the Astros to be the best team in baseball record-wise at the end of the season and have home field advantage. But just keep an eye on that because the Astros, my gosh, they're good.
And let me say something about, you know, you mentioned the Lions earlier and the Lions injury to Jermaine Kearse. Lions are coming into town next week. You and I are going to be out there. So is the morning show every day. The Lions are awful. Awful. They're going to be the new Browns. Some people are like on the Lions, like making a move this year. No. How do you give up 9 sacks in a preseason game? First of all,
I have no idea.
How do you do that? First of all,
and they were favored.
Score 3 points, and I get preseason.
I know it's preseason.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
But they were favored by 3.
They just looked awful.
They lost.
Yeah.
28-3, right? Was that the score?
They're not going to save the day.
31-3.
Yeah.
And they were actually favored by 3. So if you had the Patriots plus 3 yesterday, congratulations on your degenerate preseason winning bet. Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you. Overreaction Friday. Texans opened the preseason yesterday. A lot to take away from what happened yesterday, specifically the 2 Texans players who were carted off, but it doesn't seem that serious. We're going to give you the latest on that, and we're going to discuss the good, the bad, the ugly from your Houston Texans last night. That's next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.